Very simple. Do you need to wash your hands when you take a haircut? What about when you shave? Shave every night, maybe for work. Do you need to wash your hands after you shave? Anatilas Yadayim, 3 times. What about the upsharon? You know, the other day, right before we started the shir, there was an upsharon in this very shul. Some person wanted the rav to cut the hair. Okay, so you just snip a hair for a second. Do you now need to go wash your hands or not? So the background is the Shulchan Aruch list that we've gone through the past few weeks. Lists a whole slew of things which need al netilas yadayim. You know, if you go into a cemetery and other things as well, if you come out of the bathroom. But Shulchan Aruch does not list anything about haircuts in Dawud Yurches. Doesn't mention a word. All it says is, with regards to hair, is that someone who is chofef rosho, scratches his head, needs to wash his hands. If you don't, after you scratch your head, if you don't wash your hands, you're going to forget all your learning, and if you are not a Talmud Chacham, then you'll just go, we don't say midaitos, Shulchan Aruch, you'll start losing it. So, nothing about haircuts in Yurches. Then you read Halacha Yutes, and Halacha says that amigaleach velo natal yadiv. If you migaleach means what? Haircut or shave? Shave, haircut, migaleach.
Modern Hebrew,
it's shave, but migaleach. Someone cuts hairs. We'll leave it like that. Velo natal yadiv. If he doesn't wash his hands, mefached shloshi yamim. Based on the Gemara Pesachim, you have to be afraid for 3 days, and you don't know what you're afraid of. That's the halacha. But again, doesn't actually say you have to wash your hands. It just says it's a good idea to wash your hands because otherwise you are going to have unnecessary fears.
Sorry, somebody blocking the driveway. Could you remove your car, please?
Oh, okay. And you have to wash your hands after you to take out the car also. But okay, separate issue. Another shir. So you have a halacha straight up which says that if you wash your hands, it is going to be, if you cut your hairs and you don't wash your hands, it's going to be, you're going to be afraid, and you don't know what you are afraid of. Fine. And just as a background, when we say wash your hands over here, do you have to wash your hands 3 times? So most poskim say you don't, because this whole issue of washing hands for any of these things, scratching your head or for haircuts at all, is just an issue of nikias. It's just cleanliness. So you don't have to run, says the Mishnah Berurah, and wash your hands the second. Sometimes, you know, you see someone jump out of the barber chair and like dive for like the washing station, you know, before he pays, before he does anything. So according to Mishnah Berurah, that's ridiculous, because it's not an issue of ruach ra, like a bathroom or waking up in the morning. It's simply an issue of nikius, which necessitates washing your hands, but not an immediate washing your hands, and you don't have to wash it 3 times. Now, there is a Biskei Tshuva who cites the Kaf HaChaim, who says, no, it is the same as Ruach Ra. So maybe that's why people dive out of the haircut chair right to the sink. You know, maybe that's based on that. Okay. But now you have to just say, it's a little bit weird that Shulchan Aruch in the first halacha doesn't mention anything about cutting your hair. Only in the second halacha, like a lower level Isser, does he say that, oh, if you don't wash hands, you're going to be afraid. Okay, it doesn't. You don't want to be afraid, but we know we all have anxiety, especially the past 2 years. You know, okay, and it's then nishkafelach if you have a little bit of a fear, maybe. So why doesn't Shulchan Aruch say in the first halacha, you need to wash your hands, like he says, by the other 15 other things that he lists? So Rav Nevin Saul says, yeah, no, he meant that. He just was quoting the Gemara in Yud Tes, so he didn't bother listing it in Yud Ches. Okay. Another answer is that Afike Maginim, who's previous century, Rav Feinberg, he says that, no, that it's telling you it's a lower level isser. It's not the same as going to the bathroom. It's not the same as coming out of a cemetery. Washing your hands taking a haircut does necessitate washing your hands. It does require washing hands. But it's not the same level. It's only a level that you're going to be afraid if you don't, you're going to be scared of something that you don't know you're scared of if you don't wash your hands. But the point is, you should wash your hands. It just didn't make it into Yud Ches. It only is a level Yud Tes type of isser. Okay. Now what you've all been waiting for. What about if you use, nowadays, we have shavers or fancy items, you don't, sometimes the barber doesn't even get close to your hair, or if you're cutting your own hair, you don't even touch the hair, you don't touch your scalp, you simply lift it up and you just zoop, or you just shave it off, you don't have to do anything with the shaver. So do you still need to wash your hands? So the obvious answer to this is yes, you do. It doesn't make a difference how you cut, says the Kaf HaChaim, whether you use a razor, a scissors, etc. You always need to wash your hands, and that's how Rabbi Yashiv paskins. Now for our feature presentation, though. Is it the person getting the haircut, or is it the haircutter, i.e. the barber, that needs to wash their hands? So let's talk about first the person getting a haircut. Does he need to wash his hands or not? So the Yafil Lev, who's a Palachi, who died in 1899, he says from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it says, HaMigaleach. What does that mean?
Barber.
The barber. Doesn't say anything about the miskaleach, the person who's getting barbered, who's getting the hair cut. Doesn't say anything about him. So says the Afalev, it would sound like from Shulchan Aruch, only the barber needs to wash his hands, not the person getting the haircut. But he says the minig is obviously not that way. Orech Neman says it's not a good diuk at all. You know why? Because migaleach is neutral. It can mean both the barber and the person getting a haircut, and that's our Rabbi Yasha Paskins. The person getting a haircut must certainly wash his hands, even if a non-Jew is the one giving the haircut. It doesn't make a difference. If you are getting your hair cut, you need to wash your hands. Now, why? It's a little bit confusing, because you're not touching your hair at all when you're getting a haircut. So it must be some type of ruach ra that comes upon a person when he's getting a haircut, which may be why everyone runs to the sink right away and washes three times. But what about the person who is giving the haircut? Or, we'll get to shaving in a second. What about if you are a barber, do you need to wash your hands after every single person? So the Afalev says, no, you do, because it's no worse than scratching your hair. Scratching your hair, we said, made it even to your ches, that you must wash your hands. So the barber for sure is scratching your hair when he's giving you a haircut, or he's touching your hair, or touching your scalp. Well, I hope so, although he's not getting a strict haircut. And if that's the case, then for sure, says the Afalev, you need to wash your he needs to wash his hands. That's some Kafa Chaim Paskins. Rabbi Yashiv says, no, that's not really the halacha. The whole idea is, if it's an issue of Ruach Ra, I guess, then it's not really the Ruach Ra doesn't go to the barber, it goes to the person who's getting his hair cut, and therefore the barber does not need to wash his hands, according to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv would therefore lead us into the next issue, the upsharing case. Everyone comes up, the uncles and the rebbes and whoever you do, and comes to cut hair. I don't know, do women cut the hair in the upsharing? I didn't have an upsharing. My meaning is not to have an upsharing at all. I don't know, one of my kids had upsharings, even though it goes against the grain of the neighborhood. I asked the Shiloh, rules, don't do upsharings, not at all. It's not, I guess, in YU or certain places in YU. But Lamaisa, I don't know, do women cut the hair also or just men? I don't know, what's the minute? Women also do? Okay, that's part of the minute upsharing. I don't know, the upsharings, I don't know. Depends how yeshiva shit is or not. But the point is, not in Sanhedrin, okay, I guess in Eretz Yisrael it's only men. But whoever is cutting the hair of the upsharing, even they do one snip, do they need to wash their hands immediately afterwards? Do you have to provide a sink at your upsharing in addition to the cake? Do you need to provide a sink? So the Rabbi Yashiv says no, of course, because Rabbi Yashiv said, you know, a barber doesn't need to cut his hair. Says the true Sanhagas, no. A barber, a real barber in a chair, in a store, needs to wash his hands because, like we said, he's megaleach, he's the one who's cutting. But a kid's hair, for three reasons, says the true Sanhagas, doesn't need to. Number one, he says, he's only touching the tip of the hair. He's not really giving him a full haircut. He's picking a little snip and snipping it, and that's it. It takes a second. He's not really getting too deep into the kid's head. Number two, he says, if the whole issue is of cleanliness, the guy's got his scissors. He's not even using his hands to rip off the hair or something. It's just the scissors, so therefore it's fine. And number three, he says, it's a little bit hard spart. It's like the last line of the Truvis van Hugus. I don't fully understand it. Since the kid's hair is anyway uncovered, because up until now he wasn't wearing a yarmulke, so I guess it's not considered a makom mechusa, covered place, which is, you know, you touch a place which is covered, you're supposed to wash your hands. We'll talk about that maybe in a few weeks. So therefore, this kid's hair is automatically anyway uncovered, so cutting it doesn't require washing your hands. So halacha l'maaseh would seem to be, according to these poskim, an upsharing does not need to, the guy who's cutting an upsharing, cutting the hair in upsharing, does not need to wash your hands. Final issue, what about the beard? No, you shave your beard. Now here, you're the one who's doing the cutting. You're the one who's being cut, right? You're the one who's the barber and the haircut.
It's not hair. It is hair.
It's hair, but it's not your head. So this is the question. So says Rav Yaakov Edelstein in the sefer they just wrote. Rav Yaakov Edelstein was Rav Gershon Edelstein's brother, who was just nifter a year ago. They wrote a sefer about all his halachas, and he writes, cites a sefer Minchas Gedon, which I'm not sure who it is, who says you don't need to, and he cites the Arvat Zion, who explains why, because he says Shulchan Aruch, because it was only talking about hair. Achofev Rosho, it was only talking about hair. It wasn't talking about your beard. The Piskei Tshuvas as well cites Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says if you're just shaving, you don't need to wash your hands. The Rivos Ephraim has a long discussion about this. He says, on one hand, Shulchan Aruch says, HaMegaleach, which he says, Megaleach could imply a beard as well, because you're Megaleach, you told me, is shaving. If it's shaving, why should a beard be any different? However, on the other hand, if it's an issue of cleanliness, your beard is not as covered, I guess, as your hair on top, which is covered by a yarmulke. So maybe there's less of a need to wash your hands. Says Rivos Ephraim, really, you should wash your hands after you shave. However, the Minag Olam seems not to be that way. For the Rashi of Chakarta says, no, anytime Shulchan Aruch just used the word giluach, and he proves it by Hilchas Abeos, giluach just means the hair of your head. So to sum it all up, there's a lot of halachas to sum up in 10 seconds. 10 seconds is that if you're getting a haircut, you really should wash your hands, preferably with three times. You want to be yotzei the kaf achaim. You don't have to dive for it, but you should. If you're giving a haircut, there's definitely room to say you don't need to wash your hands. Beard is a little bit, you know, upshur, and okay, there's room to be lenient as well. Beard, it's a little bit fuzzy. You know what the halacha is? It's a little bit, you know, up for grabs. Probably preferable if you're in the bathroom anyway, just to wash your hands as well.
And women?
What?
If a woman gets a haircut also?
Yeah, same thing.
She's
same
she uses Nair, a hair remover?
I don't know. It's above my pay grade. I don't know.